Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Hello?
Jeff, Karen, Kat, are you ready for this
you
one?
U-C-R.
Go.
We saying what we want, give it to you non-stop. Any place, anytime, not afraid to speak our mind. That's just the way we roll, we never gonna go. Unstoppable, original, uncensored radio.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Uncensored Radio. You know we're your guiltiest pleasure. We are so happy to have all of you listening tonight. We've got a great show in store for you. I am one of the co-hosts. I am Karen Ashley, and you know my dynamic duo partner, Mr. Jeffrey Emmett, is in the house.
Sticky, sticky.
And, you know, playing the part of Katrina Johnson tonight is James, Mr. Lips. How are you, Katrina Johnson?
Hang on. Hang on. Let me grab a bottle of wine. Hold on.
Uh-oh. He's working. He's also the producer, so he is working his fingers to the bone. So he will be on
here,
the list in just a second.
Let me pour a glass of... Let me pour a glass of my Moscato, and I can really play that part. Hold on.
Okay,
honey, you don't need
go
a cup
ahead,
then. You need to just put a straw in the bottle.
Right. You need, like, the whole bottle. Just drink out the bottle, honey.
We actually have...
You get the bottle for her.
First of all, the part of Katrina Johnson is being played by Katrina Johnson. And I heard all of that.
She's
in the house.
It's your birthday and you're at Disneyland. Go away.
I am at Disneyland and I'm drunk and I'm a degenerate and I'm on a wheelchair. And I accidentally stole a cape from the princess store.
Oh,
and I have a dolphin in. And I have a dolphin in the front basket of the motorized wheelchair.
Those
are all facts.
Wow! You gotta take a picture of that and post it to the Facebook wall, please do.
Actually, I have a video, and I got kicked out twice already.
Oh no!
I got kicked out twice from being drunk at Disneyland, but that's okay. Apparently, you're only allowed to have one person per wheelchair. That's rude.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just kind of a dumb rule. I feel like they're discriminating against people with working legs, and I don't like that. But
oh,
I do like the fact that I have a dolphin in the basket of the wheelchair, and he's in a bag with a handle.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you're having fun. I don't know why you're calling into the show. We want you to go have fun and enjoy yourself.
Well, I mean, I kind of thought that it needed to happen based on the move at Disneyland. Just a quick little update to tell you what's going on. I mean, you know, not every day you get to go to happiest place on Earth that's named after you and cause a ruckus and get kicked out and intimidate the children and have more fun than them all in one.
Oh, I know you're doing all of those things. That's actually pretty fabulous.
Okay, so the part of Katrina Johnson can go back to being played by Jamesy, the multitasker, because the real Katrina Johnson will be getting back on the wheelchair, and I'm sending you guys videos right now.
Awesome. Thank you so much, girlie, and you have
Me
fun,
too.
And don't go to jail. Don't go to jail.
I see, Nikki, bad things are about to happen. Bye.
Okay.
Get over here, you rat bastard.
We need a video of Katrina humping Mickey.
Oh, dear God.
Just know,
trying to get that girl in jail.
And them will be on the YouTube channel.
Right. All of the debauchery played by Katrina Johnson will be on the YouTube channel. She's a fun girl, man.
Yes.
It's not every day to terrorize children.
Cool.
What did she say? Terrorize children, ride in a wheelchair, get kicked out, get drunk at Disneyland? Like, who gets drunk at Disneyland, Katrina Johnson?
Let me just tell you about her being drunk at Disneyland. Okay.
Okay.
This bitch FaceTimes me. I hear my phone going off. I'm in the middle of the grocery store. And it's Katrina. And I know she's drunk. And I knew she was at Disneyland. So, of course, I'm going to answer the FaceTime. So I'm walking through the grocery store, holding the phone up in front of my face while I'm shopping. And she's drunk. And she's, like, flashing pictures of her and her girlfriend on the wheelchair with the arm down. And, like, they're looking for Space Mountain. and I don't know, and she's swearing, dropping F-bombs left and right, and I'm, like, walking through aisles of people with children. I'm like, oh, my God. Like,
right.
I could only imagine what people in Disneyland were saying. Oh,
they're
Lord.
They're really going to get kicked out of there. You know this. Like, they're so strict at Disneyland.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. We're going to see
on
the news tonight.
Bitch on the move.
You're going to
be bitching behind bars.
Right. Bitch got stuck in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, man. We got any bail money? How many pictures have we sold this week? Do we have any bill money? Let's
none.
Our,
but if you would like to
money.
Get you an autographed photo of Karen, you can pay to PayPal to cashpictures@gmail.com. It'll be $20 unless you're outside the U.S. of A, and then it's $25. So you can send your payment right on over there. One more time. Cash, K-A-S-H, pictures@gmail.com.
Well, there you go.
Oh, and make sure you include your
radio.
Address and which photo you want, because kids, we're not mind readers here. Miss Cleo is not real. Oh, no. And can I tell you,
Cleo.
I just have to apologize, because apparently we missed somebody yet again. I feel so bad. And kids, please remember, when you order these pictures, it takes time. So we get swamped. We get real busy. So if it takes a couple of weeks, forgive us.
Right, you can just always drop a reminder email. Unfortunately, when we get orders, we usually get a lot all at the same time. So
right, and sometimes one gets filed between the crack because we don't know who's sending what out, and it just happens. And we do apologize,
yeah.
And we do appreciate your business. And Karen loves you, and yes, so thank you very much. And just please be understanding.
And we'll throw an extra surprise in there just because we forgot.
Okay, now I bet you're talking crazy. I ain't, no.
See how he is? I want to throw an extra surprise in there for that person who got jipped.
Look at, I'll throw an extra surprise in there, my gratitude.
That's not enough. Extra
no.
surprise, Jeffrey. I'm going to
honey, there ain't nothing free in this world.
Get extra surprise.
I didn't get my extra surprise. I didn't get no shoes.
You ain't bought no picture from me. You buy a picture from me, you'll get an extra surprise.
Why am I going to buy a picture from you when I got a stack of them?
I'm just saying, that's how you get extra surprises in your life. A guaranteed way. It is the guaranteed way to get extra surprises. Now, I don't know what else life has to offer you, but I know what I can offer you.
This crazy fool.
I know. Crazy. So, Jesse, you've been holding out on us. Is today Tuesday?
Yes, today's Tuesday.
Yep. All day.
Today is Tuesday, and you're holding out because you did not tell us you had a date on Friday.
No, I didn't.
Yeah. And aren't you supposed to inform us of these things immediately so we can dissect your life and the world can hear what you're going through? We just want you to let us do that, Jamesy.
Well, hold on. The last time I introduced a guy, y'all made him call in and embarrass the hell out of me. So,
I don't understand what's the problem.
I ain't doing that again.
If you can get past us, you can get past anything in life. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
That's true.
Maybe.
Like I told Jeffrey, I know what I can give you in life. I don't know what else the world has to offer you, but I know what I can prepare you for, Mr. Daniel.
Right. Well, if there's a third date, I'll introduce him to...
What was that?
Right. Well, if there's a third date, I'll introduce him to Uncensored Radio, my Uncensored Radio family, the crazy bitches that they are.
You know he loves it. I don't know why he's pretending like he doesn't want to introduce us.
Well, I'm sorry. Okay, you told me I'm playing the part of Katrina, so I think I just downed about half a bottle of wine.
Oh, girl, he's gonna be a hot mess. Oh,
we
gonna.
We need to get all the info. We need to get it. We know he's gonna pop. Jamesy pops when he's drunk.
Well, let me tell you, and I will tell you about my date. So, Friday night, well, I've been talking to this guy for a while now, and Karen just dropped, so we're going to hang on just a second. But anyways, I've been talking to this guy for a while, and don't laugh at me, it's not funny. Talking to this guy, his name is Corey, and we've been talking for a while, and he asked me out Friday afternoon, and I told him I would go, and so was what happened. Yeah. Anyways, we went out Friday night, and we went to dinner. We went to On the Border, had some really good food because I've never been there before, and yeah, we had dinner, and he paid, being the gentleman that he is. And I left the tip. We talked, you know, just kind of get to know each other a little bit better. His favorite color is purple.
Mm-hmm.
We went to... I met him at On the Border. And then we went to... We went and saw a movie. We went and saw Oz, The Great and Powerful. Really good movie, by the way. Really good.
Did you see it in 3D?
No, we didn't see it in 3D. The 3D showings were done. Right, the 3D showings were done by the time we got there to see the movie. And it was really last minute. Like, that wasn't... We had no plan on what movie we were going to see, and it was the only one that was playing when we got there. So he got our tickets, and we went and watched the movie, and she held my hand, and at the end of the movie, we went out to the parking lot, and he walked into my car, and we said goodnight, and he kissed me, and yeah, that was basically it. We're going to be going out again this weekend, hopefully, but yeah,
what's
we didn't have
song?
Sex, nothing too.
No boinky boinky.
No boinky boinky. No tally whacker knocking. No nothing.
No,
tally whacker knocking.
Swagger.
Are we getting
no
real
swagger,
here now?
Wagger. No swagger wagon.
No stranger.
No swagger wagon.
No stranger.
Well, wagon. Maybe. I mean, he was pressed up against me pretty hard, so. You never know.
Oh, well, I didn't get no picture because what if this boy's ugly? These are things I need to know. But I'm going to tell you right now, don't do it. This ain't going to work out because his name is Corey. And I'm going to tell you, you need to stay away from Corey's, Michael's, Christopher's, oh, God, what's the other one? And David's. Just don't do it. I've learned from personal experience. And what?
And who was the last one?
David's.
Oh, God.
Well, let me get...
No, that has nothing to do with that one.
Let me get to my fifth date. So that I can actually
fuck him. You don't need to do it, I'm telling you. Corey's our evil.
Why?
Well, just look at Corey Ham and what's the other one there? Corey Feldman. Need I say more? Case closed.
Oh, Lord.
Well, let me...
He's basing this on 80s.
No, okay, look here. I can't really call him evil anymore or whatever. But I'm saying, I dated a Corey or two, and it just doesn't work out. I've dated a Mike or two. It didn't work out. I've dated a David or two. It didn't work out. I'm always a serial, name repeater.
Oh, so you're admitting that you dated
Jeffrey,
Mike. Okay, finally.
No.
Finally, you're
no.
admitting that you dated Mike J.
Jeffrey.
No. No.
But
Jeffrey, I'm going to stab
that.
You in your jugular. Are you kidding?
Finally, he admits he dated Mike J. He said he dated Mike.
This dirty bitch.
But here's the thing.
Not that Mike. I
dated
another Mike. No. I told you about this guy on the show. He's the one Mike that I'm thinking of. off the top of my head. He his parents had a $300,000 house.
It's my day.
And he had an Acura. Hello.
Is Acura good? What's an Acura?
But here's the thing, though.
A car.
But that's you, Jesse.
That's not my experiences. That's your personal experiences.
Girl, I'm telling you, listen to your elders. We know some shit.
He doesn't. You can't go off of that. You can't take Jeffrey's word for it because you'll never date anyone.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well,
we'll see.
That bottle of wine that I started a few minutes ago was gone.
Yeah, you told us that. Oh, God, he's already plowed.
Already? He's forgetting what he's saying, see?
I didn't forget what I was saying. I just said that the bottle of wine's gone.
Oh,
you said
God.
It already, though. You told us, like, 10 minutes ago it was gone. You're repeating yourself.
No, keep drinking. Let's get the deets.
No.
James, are you the man or the girl in the bedroom?
I'm the girl. I'm not going to lie about that. I'm the girl.
I want
to be treated. I'm sorry. If I wanted to be the one doing the dirty, if I wanted to be the one doing the fucking, I would date a girl. Like, if I wanted to be.
You're the catcher.
Yeah, what?
I lost him on the baseball reference. You're not the pitcher, you're the catcher.
Yes. I am at the bottom. I honestly look at it this way. I'm gay.
God, he's so
if
drunk.
I wanted to be the one doing the fucking, I would date a girl. If I wanted to be the one who was giving it, I would date a woman. I want to be the one who's giving it, so I want a man.
How do you decide if you're going to be a catcher or a pitcher? How do you decide this?
Can I tell you, please? Pick me.
Yes.
I think it's just from lack of experience because, no offense, Jamesy, but there's you and a couple other boys in my life. They're like, I want to blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay, well, do the pitching once or twice and then tell me you don't want to be a pitcher, okay? Because you will quickly stop wanting to be the catcher.
But that's preference, Jeffrey. You don't know. James might get more sexual satisfaction from catching.
No, girl. He don't know. He don't know yet. He don't know yet. I'm telling you.
Well, and I'll
you
tell
know.
You, I've had
a few experiences where I've wanted to do the pitching, as you've called it, but it's just never happened. Like,
it's never happened. He doesn't know. This is what I'm telling you. And here's the thing. I really do believe that the whole catching part of it is really a whole mental thing, because I feel like most, if you're gay, you know, for maybe majority, unless, you know, maybe you're like the manlier gay, you know, but if you're more of the gay, you know, it's about you want to be with a man. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to be with a boy. You don't want to be with another gay. You want to be with a man. You want that whole, like maybe it's from the lack of male, you know, whatever in your childhood, where you kind of want that, you know, you want the strong, basically what you want, girl, you want a man. You know what I'm saying?
This is my question. Oh, if that's the case, so you're obviously Jeff. You're obviously the catcher. I mean, you're obviously the pitcher, Jeffrey.
Well, no, see, here's the thing. It's once I, you know, had more experiences, I became a switch hitter.
Oh, so you do both.
Yeah, like, I mean,
you're the
I'm
pitcher
not,
and the catcher. Each person gets a chance to give a try.
Yay.
Hello? What?
Each person gets a try, right? If you're the switch hitter, each person gets a try, right?
Right.
Oh.
Switch hitter, each person gets a go.
I'm asking the gay men on the panel.
I thought you asked James if he would get in there.
You said you were the switch hitter, so that's what I said. Oh, so each person gets a try?
Yeah, pretty much.
Basically. Well,
saying each person gets a try, you're kind of making it sound like we're, like, tag-teaming people, and that's not it. Like, there's only two people.
That totally is, honey. I don't know what you do in your bedroom, but I'm all about tag-teaming, breaking beds, getting rough.
No, I don't mean to disrespect. I just meant, like, you each get to be a pitcher, you each get to be a catcher. You each get a try.
Okay. Like, I feel like there's different things. There's making love, having sex, and fucking. Personally, I prefer the latter of the group. Like, that's the guy. I guess, you know, the two guy things is cars and, like, let's hit it. And then I'm going to roll over and go to sleep. Don't touch me.
That's funny. So you do most of the, okay, so. So, Jay, but see, that's the thing. I don't think that it's really anything wrong. He prefers to be a catcher.
Yeah, but he doesn't know. That's what he doesn't know.
Well, you've only known Jay for a while. About a year.
Cool. But here's the thing, okay? I'm okay with being a catcher. I'm still young. You have no idea what's going to happen.
Oh,
I could change sides. I could do a what's the word?
A switcher thing.
Yeah, I could do a switcher thing and become a pitcher, and in 5 years and not even, you know, whatever. It's cool.
It's not even about becoming a pitcher. It's just about having experiences. Because here's the thing: if you don't do a little bit of everything, you're missing out on some pleasure because it's a good time.
Well, you don't
I get
know
that
if
pleasure when
I'm pleasure.
Girl, him and I've had some conversations that he said earlier. He ain't been a pitcher. And I think that's really hard to find. You know, like, I always have to be the dominant one, and I don't really prefer to be the dominant one. I would prefer not to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or maybe not dominant is not the right word. I should say aggressor. I always have to
be
the aggressor.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be so bossy.
Well, bitch, it's just a mess. Well, because I'm tired of waiting. Like, can we move this fucking along? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm not trying to fucking light matches. I'm trying to burn this bitch. Get me the gasoline. I want a bonfire, not a match. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got time for all that.
It's like Jennifer Mullen said in the chat room. Somebody's got to be the catcher. And why can't it just be me? I can enjoy that.
Right.
Because
you need to have other experiences. And because at some point in your life, in about 6 years from now, look at it. As you get older, things do not work the way they once did.
You can't force him to do something he doesn't want to do, or he isn't capable.
I'm not trying to force him to do something he don't want to do. I'm just trying to tap him to have more experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Bitch, stop putting words in my mouth. I'm going to come over there and I'm going to... never mind.
You're trying
30.
To force him to do things he doesn't want to do. So this is my thought. I'm just asking the questions everyone is dying to know. The first time you catch, to me, that's more intimidating than the first time you pitch.
Mm. That's the truth.
Because I know for a female, it's very, very scary your first time. And it's a bit of painful. So for me,
how would you know?
Like, I know when I was a virgin, it was painful.
Oh.
I'm just saying, like, for a woman, I know what a woman goes through.
Painful.
So for a man, I would imagine that if you were gonna pick a side, if you're gonna be a pitcher or a catcher, I would imagine I would probably be a little bit more afraid to be a catcher because it would probably hurt a little bit. Is that true?
It hurts the first time, but honestly, the pain for me, the first time I ever did anything, the pain kind of intensified my,
orgasm.
I guess.
Orgasm? You just said orgasm.
Yeah. Yeah, it intensified the feeling for me. Like, it.
Well, honey, that's what it does. Because you're hitting your prostate.
No, I mean, like, it hurt going in the first time. And, like, yeah, wait, I should not have drank.
I had no idea the show was going to be about this. And it's so exciting.
Honey, we need to call up Jesus up in here, confess our sins, and tell him we didn't mean no harm.
So, Jeff, okay. You tell me, when you first started out, before you got so experienced, since you're Mr. Expert, were you a pitcher or a catcher?
I really didn't have a label because, I hadn't really done either, so I wanted to do a little bit of both. I've never really...
From day one, you were always a switch hitter.
Yeah, I didn't even know. I didn't know gay people. So I didn't even know what those terms meant. You know what I'm saying? Like, I didn't even know that existed. So, I always kind of wanted to do both.
When you were laying next to a boy, you were like, and, you had to know something, Jeffrey. Come on.
Well, yeah, I just wanted to have sex. Like, I didn't really care which way it went. Like, I think this is where I differ from most people, and I think Brian, and I kind of agree on this kind of stuff, is that I never really limited myself. Like, I always wanted to try everything at least once. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I was always adventurous. I was always reading things I probably shouldn't have as a child. You know, American Online really educated me in some chat rooms in my early teen years. it was bad. So I always wanted to kind of do everything and kind of see what's it all about. You know, and I think as you go, you learn what feels good, what doesn't, what's fun and what's not. You know, but I think there's different techniques to do with everything, that you kind of learn ways that, okay, I know how to make this feel better, or you do this. And then, going out to the gate, you find things that you're like, that just sounds horrible. Like, nothing about this sounds appealing. And then you get a little curious and you give it a whirl and you're like, holy shit, I've been missing out on life. Woo-hoo!
Well, for me, though, it's like before I really understood, my sexuality or anything like that, I watched a lot of porn. And in watching it, I always saw the guy who was getting it. And, when it came to it, I thought I wanted to more or less be that guy that was the receiving end of everything. And so I, just based on what I watched and things like that, that's what helped make my decision of wanting to be that when it came to being in the bedroom. And it's just something that I really enjoy doing. I mean, I want to try topping sometime, but it's not a requirement for me to do that. I can get that same feeling by putting my fist in my crotch and beating myself off. Seriously. That's how I feel about that. So,
you have a mandatory one bottle drinking. You have to drink a bottle before every show. Mandatory. Because you are so candid right now.
We are going to hell for letting this kid talk on air drunk.
Well, it's funny if he cannot blame us. He cannot go, every time I get on the show, you guys make me feel my gut. He's doing it all on his own. We're not even opening up. You opened up that door.
And what's so funny is it was instant. He chugged that bottle, and it was like, that bitch, puff, puff, pass some. You know what I'm saying? Like, if there was no, you got to wait 15, 20 minutes to get drunk, this bitch was drunk instantly.
And he just took it to the head.
Stop talking about me like I'm not here.
Did you
boof it? I'm here.
Did you boof the line?
What?
Did you boof the line?
Yeah.
Do you even know what boofing means?
You told me. No, but you told me that I needed to be Katrina Johnson tonight, so I am being Katrina Johnson and spilling my guts.
No, honey, do you know what boofing means?
No.
I don't even know what it means. What are you talking about?
Okay, you remember, I'm sure everybody's seen Jackass, right?
No.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, Steve-O pours vodka down the funnel into his booty hole because it absorbs quicker into the bloodstream. So boofing would be like, instead of the kids popping the prescription pills, they boof them. They put them in their asshole because it gets into your blood quicker.
Oh, my God.
No.
So that's why I'm wondering if he was boofing the wine because he just got insta-drunk.
That is not what I did. No, I drank
you
wine like any other human being.
He's a lightweight, Jeff.
You know that
he
saw me
trying to.
It should still he should just be getting drunk now. He got drunk like 3 minutes after he drank it.
I know, but that's James gets drunk quick. He's a quickie.
I was just telling somebody that story about when he was here and what he did to what he said to Brian. Oh, that was my favorite day ever.
Thank you.
She just had
Thanks.
A crush.
You're so great.
We are talking about you like you're not on the phone. We are talking
it's
about
not
you
nice.
Like you're just not even a part of the show. I'm sorry.
I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do this
on Friday during my show, and I'm gonna talk about y'all like you're not on the phone. Because you probably
I'm talking about
so
you
anyway,
like you're here.
I'm gonna do it.
And I'm gonna be like, these bitches would not start talking about how drunk I got and brought up old shit that should not have been brought up because it was ridiculous and embarrassing to me. And
it shouldn't be embarrassing. It's funny.
But hold on, to go back to what Karen said earlier. About how I can't blame y'all. 90% of the time, 95% of the time, I'm sober, and y'all are bringing that shit out on me. So I can blame y'all for that.
This is the thing. James gets on Uncensored Radio, and he takes that to heart. He's like, I'm going to be uncensored. I'm going to take off all my clothes and just show you the real me. And we appreciate it, James. We can't get no blame for that.
I ain't taking off my clothes.
Hey, I ain't taking off my clothes.
I'm speaking like a metaphor. It's like a, you know, I'm just painting the picture.
Well, why do you got to hit something that's close to heart, bitch? Because sometimes I do lay in bed, take off all my clothes, and I just wear a pair of sunglasses to get in the mood to do the show.
Oh, God.
Too much information.
My. KMI, like, oh, man.
Thank you so much for sharing.
He needs to let that cat run through the house again when you're naked.
Hell no, bitch. Now you're talking shit.
Lock you in a room with that cat. Can you imagine Jeffrey being naked and, like, running through the house naked?
Well, let me just say, Corey, if you're listening, I apologize for the things Jeffrey said earlier, and I like you, and I want to go out to dinner, so.
Corey, we're just asking on behalf of Karen Ashley, Jeffrey Emmett, and MIA Katrina Johnson, we're asking you, Corey, that once you get to
Does
the swagger wagging of the relationship, we ask that you help Jamesy build his confidence and build his repertoire so that he becomes a switch hitter.
Yeah.
He just needs some experience. And, honey, don't be afraid of tossing the salad.
That what?
Well,
what about tossing salad?
And Corey, if it helps at all.
Just make sure you get a salad spinner.
And Corey, if it helps at all, I do happen to do a radio show with the Yellow Power Ranger, just saying. Hopefully that's
you know this bitch
name drop. Dropper. Name dropper.
Yeah.
He's going to pick my picture now so he can get some switch hitting lessons.
At least when I say your name, I say Karen Ashley. Now, Katrina, she can get pissed because I always say Katrina A. Johnson from Nickelodeon's all that. So, yeah. Miss
Girl. You do that on the show, too.
I do. Like, I don't know what it is. It just kind of stuck with her. Like, that's when I introduce her. That's how I introduce her.
Use that clout, like that name dropping when I was in my job interview.
Oh,
you think
tell us
I
about
said
this
that.
Interview. This infamous interview, please tell us.
Okay. Well, I went for a job interview on Monday, and I got there early like I, you know, I'm punctual. I get there. Okay, hold on. I got to get sobered up a little bit for a second. Hold on.
Oh, God. Get sobered.
So, I go to
the radio.
I got to my interview, and I waited for a little bit. You know, I was on time for my interview, and they didn't interview me until like 20 minutes later. But I get in there, and the lady's asking me questions like, you know, she's wanting to get to know me. Like, they want to know who I am, you know, because I am such a complex human being. And they asked me, you know, what I like to do for fun. And I said, oh, I like to sing. I sing and I write lyrics and so and so. And the woman just out of nowhere starts singing. Seriously, she starts singing, I sing because I'm happy, and just random shit. And the other guy that was doing the interview did
okay.
too. And
before you go any further, you know what you got to do? You got to tell them what type of interview this was because it adds to the story. Sorry, go ahead.
Do what now?
Tell them what you were interviewing for because it, I said, before you go deeper into the story, tell them what you were interviewing for because it adds to the story. Sorry, go ahead.
I was interviewing for a customer service position at FedEx. Yeah, FedEx. FedEx office, where they do prints and stuff. So I'm sitting there, and this woman, after I tell her, you know, I like to sing and stuff, and I tell her I write lyrics, she starts singing just at random. And then she goes, that's the first time I've ever sang in an interview. I'm like, yeah, kind of awkward. And, you know, they're still trying to pry into my personal life and, you know, figure out what I do. And I said, well, you know, I also do this radio show called Uncensored Radio. And because, you know, we were talking about singing a second before, I said, I also wrote and recorded their theme song. And she was like, oh, really? Can we hear it? Can you sing it for us? Sure. So what made the interview awkward was that I busted out the chorus of the Uncensored Radio theme song.
That's just
yeah.
fresh changing.
That's dedication. Wow.
I think
something crazy.
That could have got you the job. Is if you would have put on your application that you was an expert package handler. No, nothing. Really? I couldn't even get a hop for that?
I don't have a whole lot of experience in that area. I'm not a whore. I'm not easy. I don't fuck anything with a dick. I'm not an expert package handler. I'm okay with that.
Darren, is it all your fault?
Get it off your chest, Darren.
Just
get it off your chest.
No. Here's the thing. Being an expert package handler, I'm surprised I said that word correctly. All that shows is that you like many men, and you like to do things with many different men. And I like to do things with many men, but I have limitations. I don't fuck everything with a dick. I want somebody that I've known, somebody who's cool, and that's where I draw the line. Like, I am not an expert at package handling. I want to be an expert at one person, and that's it. Why is everybody so quiet?
I think that's enough. I mean, I don't know what to say, Jeff. You got anything?
I'm not going to have a job tomorrow. I'm going to be completely unemployed, and it's not going to be cute. So please don't fire me, because this is the only time this has ever happened. I didn't mean to drink that whole bottle of wine. I'm sorry.
I'm loving every minute of this. I would not fire you if you begged me to fire you. I'm going to get you drunk before every single show. That's all I have to say.
No, that's a lot of money that I don't have. That's a lot of wine bottles that I just can't afford.
Mm-mm. Well, I just found, you know, my new favorite thing is, I guess it would kind of be like James Drunk, but it's like the autocorrect things, the autocorrect fails, trying to steer clear poor drunken Jamesy. So I just read one, and it's killing me. It says, girl, I'm having heart surgery today. The boy says, I know. Girl says, I love you. Boy says, I love you more. After heart surgery, her dad is the only person in the room. Girl says, where is he? Dad says, don't you know who gave you the heart? Girl starts crying. Dad says, I'm just kidding. He went into the bathroom.
Hang on. That's
funny.
Hang on.
That's funny.
Hang on.
Funny.
I got a question. I have a
question. Hold on. Why are you looking at autocorrects while you're doing a radio show?
I'm not. I had it from earlier, and I've been saving it. But since you were just so off, you were going off about drunk, I figured I would just change the subject right quick.
Thank you.
I was trying to save you. Like, I wanted to do a few of them, because then I got another one that says from a kid. I love these, because has it happened to you? Well, you don't have an iPhone. But I don't know. Karen, do they do them on the BlackBerry? Do you get autocorrect?
Yes, all the time, and it's horrible. It, like, totally messes up all your sentences, and I turn that thing off.
Right, like, it's a disaster.
My phone does
so, and that's why I love these, is because some of them, you read them, and you're like, oh, my God, that kind of happened to me, so I know. So this one goes, Dad, can I borrow some cum? I just ran out. The father replies, I went dry years ago, and the kid's like, I meant to say gum. And Dad says, oh, you did. And then the kid says, so is that why Mom left you? And the father says, this conversation's over.
I think some of those are fake. Oh, my God. I think a lot of those are fake. I see all those all the time on Facebook and on Ellen, and I think a lot of them are fake.
Oh, my God. This one, James, I really think this is from you.
What?
It says, it's literally, the name on it says James. And it says, hey, dude, is it all right if we bang tonight? I'm fed up with my girlfriend, and I need a little guy time, if you know what I mean. The next guy says, I thought you'd never ask. I'll be over tonight. Don't worry, I got lube. The other guy says, Jesus Christ, I'm going to hang. And the guy says, oh, yeah, me too.
Did that actually happen to me? No. That never happened.
I love this stuff. It's fantastic. Hello?
You know,
okay,
love,
what the hell? Am I the only one here? Okay, I've got
you
one
know
more.
What I love? Hello?
What?
Jeffrey Emmett, can you hear me?
What?
You know,
yeah,
I love you, and I think you're an awesome person.
Karen, where the hell are you?
I think he's about to tell you he's in love with you. I don't know. It's getting weird.
Oh, dear. Okay, so this
is
for an actual
girlfriend.
No,
I'm not in love. No.
No, I'm not in love. No, not by any means. I'm not in love. I love Jeffrey. I love you the same way I love Jeffrey. And, yeah, that's what I meant. I was not trying to start stuff.
Awkward.
That's not where I was going. So, all you people in chat room,
oh, my God, is it 10 o'clock yet? What the fuck?
I'm just messing with you, James.
You're very sweet.
I will mute myself.
Why are you messing with James?
We love you.
Just kidding.
We're joking.
Just like this, James.
We've never had anyone on the show stop the conversation just to tell Jeffrey that he loves him. I mean, my guy was, but that's a whole other story.
Oh, fuck you, babe.
Well, there was something else I was going to say, but I lost my train of thought. I couldn't remember. So I said that.
It's always good. If you lose your train of thought, go to love. You went in the right direction.
you went in the right direction. You know, some drunks go to mean. You're a love bug when you're drunk. I like it. I like it.
Am I gonna listen? Now, hold on. Here's the thing. I have a question.
Get your thoughts together.
Am I gonna listen?
Get it together.
If I listen to this tomorrow, am I gonna regret it?
You're gonna hate yourself.
Not at all. But
it will be
funny
for us.
You're gonna feel so liberated. I mean, you're a lover, not a fighter. You're gonna feel so liberated. We just never had anyone in the middle of the show go, Jeffrey, I love you. Because you didn't mention me at first. You only put me in it when it got awkward.
I know. I was like, oh, God, am I getting proposed to again? Like, this is going to be awkward.
And do me a favor. Don't tell Joe, because I don't want it to be awkward when I see you next.
Okay, that better be his phone connection and not Blog Talk. Hello? Karen?
Yes?
Hi.
Karen, are you there?
I'm here. I think it's just all that. What happened?
Blog Talk? There's no way. This could not be happening again. Well, this is so much
fun. You can hear us out there. We're so sorry for the technical difficulty.
If I'm just here by myself, I guess the only thing I can really do is sing a happy song. Oh, I know. I got one for y'all. I know you love it. Como te gusta mi pinga? Es muy caliente. Como te gusta mi pinga? Es muy caliente.
Why?
It's the same old thing in the same old home, but it's in Espanol, which is fine. Como te gusta mi pinga? Ole! Okay, is anybody back? Hello?
What the hell? I don't know what's going on.
I don't get what's going on. I'm cutting out, too. Like, message me on Facebook. I'm not here at a computer. This is ridiculous. Don't feel the love.
Well, people in the chat room are saying it's cutting in and out.
I can't understand what you're saying.
The chat room are saying that it's cutting out.
Text me. I can't hear you. Can't hear you.
Oh, my God.
Can't be bothered. Oi. I'm telling you what, this is getting real old, real quick. This is some bullshit.
Hang on, I'm texting you. I don't like this.
This is bullshit. Well, you're trying to run a quality show.
Yeah,
I'm talking to people.
They sit together. You know, all that was Mac. I'm actually quite sober.
I need more of my repertoire. Because these are just those times when you just don't know what to do with yourself. And you just hope you're fresh.
Hey.
Because you know people are listening and people are counting on you, but you don't know if they can hear you. So I just keep talking because I don't know what else to do.
I can hear you clear as day now. You hear me?
This is some craziness. Listen, Bullpocky.
Jeffrey!
I am so over Blog Talk. It's not
Jeffrey.
Even funny.
Oh, my God. Can
not
you not hear me?
Not even funny. Oh, dear.
Jeffrey!
That's new.
Okay, I'm pulling this show.
I can't hear you.
I'm pulling this show because it's ridiculous. If you can't hear me, I can't. You keep cutting out, so we're gonna pull this. We're just gonna stop.
Yeah, let's end it. End it.
Okay.
Good night, kids.